Hey, good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. It is Thursday morning, the first Thursday of the month, and coming up on the show, we get our update from the National Bio and Agri Defense Facility, and coming up later in the hour, we'll also hear from General Perry Wiggins, Executive Director of the Governor's Military Council. Our guests today from NBAF, we have our regular guests, of course, Dr. Ken Burton, NBAF Coordinator, joins us on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon. Happy April 1st.
Yeah, happy April 1st. Good to have you on here. And Katie Pulaski, NBAF Communications Director, also joining us. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning, Brandon. Thanks again for having us.
You betcha. And our special guest today is Diana Whipple. And Diana is the ARS NBAF Transition Coordinator. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Pleasure to have everybody here on the show today. It is April 1st, and no fooling around here. We're going to be serious today with everything going on in the NBAF, because you don't want to fool people with the news going on out there.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, let's go ahead and just kind of talk about Diana. Tell us, first of all, since you are our featured guest, how you got involved in the NBAF project and how long you've been working on it.
Yeah, sure. Prior to working on NBAF, I served as the deputy director at the USDA Agricultural Research Service, or ARS, at the National Animal Disease Center in Ames, Iowa. NADC is part of a larger facility that we call the National Centers for Animal Health, and this includes the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Services, National Veterinary Services Labs, and the Center for Veterinary Biologics. Similar to NBAF, the NCAH, or National Centers for Animal Health, has ARS and APHIS scientific programs located in the same facilities, and that's to take advantage of the complementary nature of our programs in support of the USDA Animal Health Program. I was a member of the NCAH Board of Directors that provides oversight for NCAH management and operations. In addition, USDA invested around $463 million to modernize the facilities in Ames between 2002 and 2009. And I was part of the NCAH steering committee that provided oversight for the modernization project. And as the construction was completed, I worked with the team on the operational stand-up of the new facilities and the transition from the old facilities to the new. And because of that involvement, I was asked to help with NBAF with the facilities and the program stand-up. I began working on NBAF in the fall of 2015 and made my first trip to Manhattan in December of 2015, and I've been working on NBAF ever since.
All right. Well, do you think Manhattan, Kansas is a good fit for this type of facility, and if so, why?
Yeah, I think it's a really good fit. And there's several advantages of having NBAF located in Manhattan. And that includes having that close proximity to the KSU College of Veterinary Medicine, and then being next to Pat Roberts Hall, the Biosecurity Research Institute. There are already collaborations between the scientists at Plum Island and at Kansas State. I think the relocation of the Plum Island programs to NBAF, that's only going to enhance those programs, and I think will lead to even more. I think another advantage of having the NBAF at Manhattan is the presence of the Animal Health Corridor, where there's a concentration of private industries that have scientists with expertise in the full spectrum of animal health issues and solutions. And I think that'll be beneficial to NBAF as well as animal health in general.
All right. Well, what does the National Animal Disease Center do, and how does the work there differ from what will be done at NBAF?
Yeah, good question. Good question. The mission of the National Animal Disease Center is to conduct basic and applied research on economically important diseases of livestock and poultry. Most of the work is conducted on diseases that are endemic to the U.S., such as leptospirosis in cattle and the porcine reproductive and respiratory syndrome virus in swine. In general, the work is focused on understanding the disease progression or pathogenesis of disease, and on developing improved diagnostic tests and preventative measures such as vaccine. We have some research programs that focus on diseases such as tuberculosis and brucellosis, And these are regulated by USDA and State Departments of Agriculture. We also have some research programs on pre-harvest food safety, and that's to prevent pathogens from entering the food supply. NADC also has some research programs on foreign animal diseases, such as the highly pathogenic avian influenza in swine. But these diseases are not studied at Plum Island, so we're not duplicating that effort. And I really consider the work conducted at NADC, it's really to be complementary to the work that is done at MBAC, where the focus will be on the foreign animal diseases.
Facilities-wise, how are the two places similar, and how are they different? Just kind of curious.
Okay. Well, the centers, and as far as the facilities, the NADC, that's part of the National Centers for Animal Health, we have about 523 acres, which is, the footprint is considerably larger than the NBAS footprint. And we have laboratory facilities, large animal facilities, some small animal facilities at Ames. Our highest level of containment in Ames is our biosafety level 3 ag, and at MBAS, it's biosafety level 4. But we have some similarities in terms of the containment and how the facilities were designed and constructed and how they're going to operate.
Okay. And we're speaking with Diana Whipple, Agricultural Research Services NBAF Transition Coordinator, and we're talking here with her. And since the center and NBAF are both part of USDA, how do you foresee scientists working together to address animal diseases?
Yeah, well, animal disease research typically involves multidisciplinary teams of scientists, and they have expertise in virology, pathology, molecular biology, immunology, and the other specialties. That's the case at NADC and at Plum Island, and will be true for NBAS. Collaborations among the scientists with these specialties at NADC and Plum Island have been in place for many years, and we expect that to continue and to grow with the move of programs to NBAS. And having the NBAS physically located closer to Ames, I think, will lead to some enhancements of our collaboration.
Is there anything that, you know, anytime you move, and I know you have to maybe not duplicate services, is there anything that's kind of being combined so that that's not occurring?
Yeah, great question. We've got a national program leaders, and it's really at that level they're located in Beltsville, Maryland, but they have oversight of the research programs for ARS. And that's part of what they do, is to look at the ARS research portfolio as a whole and making sure that we're not duplicating efforts and that we have complementary programs so we can have that synergism between the programs and leverage the strengths of each of the locations, the strengths of NADC, the strengths that we'll have at NBAC, and leverage those opportunities.
All right. Well, how has the National Animal Disease Center maintained safety and security to protect the surrounding community there in the Ames-Des Moines area?
Yeah, that's a really high priority for us. NADC has been in Ames since 1961, and the safety and security of employees, the surrounding community, and the environment is critical for us. We want to be good stewards, and we want to be good community members. Some of the diseases that are studied at NADC can cause illness in humans as well as animals. And our facilities and procedures for containing infectious diseases are based on regulatory requirements and internationally recognized best practices for handling and securing these types of materials and the animals that are infected with them. NBAF was designed and constructed to meet the highest standards for working with the infectious agents. And NBAF is really the only facility in the U.S. where large animals infected with the highest risk infectious agents can be housed and handled. And that's at what we call the biosafety level 4. And there'll be regulatory oversight of the work done at NBAF to ensure the work is done safely and securely. And in addition, which I think is really important, is that USDA and NBAF leadership have established a culture of safety and security at MBAF, and that's laying an important foundation as we stand up the operations and the scientific programs. So I see that common thread at MBAF and that priority and emphasis on the safety and security of those programs, not only within MBAF, but for Manhattan and the surrounding communities.
Well, safety and security, very important. I know they go kind of hand in hand there at NBAF. Sounds like you really enjoy your job. Is that fair to say?
I do. I've been involved with animal agriculture my entire life. I spent my career with USDA. And, you know, I'm really excited about the stand-up of NBAF. It is an amazing facility, and it's an amazing opportunity to grow the programs and to really have this capability to work at the biosafety level four in animals that we just don't have in the U.S. And so I'm really pretty enthused about getting NBAF up and running and having that facility in Manhattan.
Yeah, I know a lot of people are looking forward to that as well here in our community. Diana Whipple again, ARS and NBAF Transition Coordinator, joining us here on In Focus. We're going to take a quick break, come back with more here on News Radio KMAN.